All right, so sorry about the last 2 weeks of having the Tip Thursday episodes not on the podcast. 2 weeks ago, I did a video about transitions and transition setup. So you're gonna have to go over to our Instagram at Conquer_Training, or our Facebook at Conquer Training to see that video. And then last week, had a mess up. I thought it recorded. I uploaded it. It did not record. It did not save. So we did not have an episode last week. I'm so sorry for that. But thank you so much for tuning in. I appreciate it. Make sure you're subscribing. If you want to see videos, you want to see this, go over to the Instagram or Facebook, like I said. But don't hesitate to shoot over some ideas of any topics that you want to hear about or any things that you want to learn about this winter. I have some really cool stuff coming up in the springtime and late winter that I can't wait to share with you guys. So stay tuned for that. And hopefully we will have an Ask the Coaches podcast next week with Brandon. We're working on trying to get together on that. So stay tuned. Thank you so much for listening. Tell your friends. What's up, Conquer? All right. So our last episode, we talked about no season. So now we're going to roll that into off season. And so kind of come off your time of where you've taken some time off, you've gotten away from structured training plan, you've kind of gotten away from making sure all you're hitting all these numbers, all these zones, you kind of had a little bit of time to have fun and relax and just chill out, get your body healthy, get your mind right. And so now you are coming into off season. So off season, depending on what your goals are, depending on how your plan lays out for your next year, should be anywhere from 8 to 12 weeks long. I would love to see it on the longer version of that, maybe even up to 16 weeks if you can push it that long, because this is the time that a lot of great things happen. This is when those goals for next year, this is whenever that groundwork is met and or laid so you can meet those goals. And this is the time that you start to really make things happen and make huge gains for yourself. And over, if you have somebody out there that is kind of your rival or who you're after, or that big dream or goal you're chasing, off season is when those things happen. It's not, you know, 6 weeks out from this big race. It's weeks, months and months and months ahead of time is whenever those goals and those things really start to happen. So you have to have a really good off season to make these really good things happen whenever you really want them to, and whenever you really want your season to come into focus. So what I really want people to focus on during their off season is you are going to be a little bit slower. Great. That's what should happen. You're coming off a no season. You're not as fit as you were, 10 weeks ago, right before your big A race. So it's okay that you're slower. It's okay that you've gained a little bit of weight. It's okay that you don't look as good as you did or as you thought you did before. And you feel a little sluggish and you're a little weaker. That's great. That's exactly where you should be whenever you start off season. The big thing that I see, the big mistake that I see so many people make, is they want their off season to be like their in season, right? That's not the point of it. The point of off season is to build, to fix some weaknesses, to work on some things that you've got, holes in your game, things that you want to get better. So the off season should be that. You should start in the hole a little bit because you have come off a time where you've taken a break, you've had no structure, you're starting to do some fun events, some fun races, something like that. So don't feel like you have to be in peak shape and peak season all year. That's never going to happen. All that's going to do is lead to burnout, and that's going to lead to overtraining, overuse, injuries. That's going to lead to a lot of things where, you know, maybe it doesn't show up this year, maybe it doesn't show up next year, but you know, 3, 4, 5 years from now, that's when these things may pop up. And it's because you don't take a true no season and off season. I cannot stress it enough. Make sure that you are coming off of really being kind of lazy and worthless and enjoying that time with your family and friends and by yourself and just doing some fun things and just kind of detraining. You have to detrain to start laying that groundwork for these big things and big goals that you have for next year. So that's the first thing. Make sure you are not training full force all year round. So let's talk about what that off season looks like. It's a great time to start working on some strength. Get in the gym. If you've never been in the gym, this is a perfect time to get in, start working up, working some of that soreness out, learning how to move in the gym, get with a professional that can show you the correct ways to move, and to fix whatever your weaknesses are or your movement patterns that aren't great, this is the time to start laying the groundwork and work and making strides towards fixing those things. So let's talk gym really quick. It doesn't have to be you go in and you just smash yourself and you can't move for a week. That any bonehead trainer can make that happen for you. You can do that on your own. It's a terrible, terrible thing to do. So what you're looking at, you want to go into the gym. You want to start slow, start with lighter weight, start with lower reps, start with just a few movements. Try to move correctly before you get under load in the gym. If you can't own that position, you should not do that position under weight or under load. So get with a professional. There's lots of them around. You can Google it. Anybody that does Strong First, I cannot recommend enough because the certification for that is amazing, but they make you move correctly before you get under load. Get with some friends that have some really good trainers or that have worked with endurance athletes. That's huge because working with a bodybuilder and working with an endurance athlete's two completely different things. So make sure they are there that can help and work with what your sport specific is. Okay, so gym, it's time to get in there, start moving. It's time to work on some of those little injury areas, or if you have tight hips, you have tight ankles, it's get Kelly Starrett, everything that guy has. He has got a bunch of books. I can't recommend them enough. Start moving, start working some soft tissue stuff, start getting to end range of motion in those joints that hold you back or maybe cause you to get injured throughout the year or that hold you back from reaching your peak power and your peak performance. So those are the first two things when it comes to off season that I cannot stress enough. Get in the gym and learn how to move correctly and really work on some of those issues that are bound up from all the stuff that we do to make them healthy tissues and make them healthy areas so you have a great year next year. Now, getting into the nuts and bolts of your training program, it's time to work on what you're not good at. I suck at swimming. I need to work on it. Now is the time to really dig into that. I like to keep the other things going as well, but in my off season, I really like to do a lot of speed work. So I really try to work lots of short, hard intervals on the running and the biking, but make sure that you've laid a little bit of groundwork before you hammer those things. So don't come from 8 weeks of doing nothing to like hammering out 400s on the track. Great way to get injured. So have a little bit of time ramping up your fitness, getting the body used to moving again, making sure that you're in a good position, your tissues are ready for the load that's coming. And then again, don't smash, 12 by 400 at the gym with a 1 minute rest. I mean, at the track with a 1 minute rest, your first time out. You're going to start with maybe a 30-minute run with 30 seconds on, 30 seconds off efforts, and then you build that up to 10 the next week, 12 the next week, and then move that to 1 minute. So you kind of build that way, but I really like to work on speed work in my off season and then lay the endurance that and more race-specific efforts as I get closer to my event, as I get into my real training season and my first base block. So this off season, that's my challenge to you guys. Make sure you're moving correctly, get stronger in the gym, find a professional that can help you. Strong First, anybody that's certified with them, great resource. They have tons of good resources online. Start to work on those soft tissue areas, those joints that aren't moving full range of motion, work on those. And then whenever you start your off season program, when you get into that stuff, make sure you've laid a little bit of groundwork in there to make sure the load's not too much and you're not gonna get injured first week out. When first week coming back, you can't go from nothing to 15 hours of training. It's just never gonna happen. So build that up, but really try to focus on getting faster in the off season. Lay the groundwork of getting faster and a lot of speed work this winter, and then start laying that endurance when you get a little bit closer to your season. Come in Oklahoma, it's kind of say you have normal summer schedule. So maybe you do this through November, December, January, February, you start laying a little bit of endurance over the top of that and working towards those races that are gonna hit around here in May and June. So that's my idea of an off season. That's an ideal off season, but make sure you have detrained. Don't worry about the scale going up a little bit. Don't worry that you're not as fast as you were back in August, right before that A race. Hope you enjoyed this. Let me know what topics you want to hear about, and thanks so much for tuning in. See you guys.